and Amanda from the Midwest. So can we study for a sec? Welcome back. Episode 10, or no, 12.
Wow.
12. Gabby and Rachel, last episode, 3 hours.
Season. I know, that was ridiculous.
But watching it, rewatching it, only 2 hours, so it's fine.
Yeah. But still commercials on the rewatch.
But that, that means that it was a solid hour of commercials.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Yeah, and with commercials in it, because I was just like, wait, what is this rookie feds thing? Because I pay for Hulu without ads.
Right. That's what I was like, wait, why is there a commercial? And I'm like, oh, that's wild, because they know most people just watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, and I didn't notice that during watching it live, because you just think it's one of the regular commercials.
Yeah, exactly. And then the Kardashians got theirs.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
But it starts off, Jesse comes out, it's like very dark. Well, literally, yeah. The lights are off.
Yeah.
Like, he makes it seem so solemn.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote it down. I don't know how to say it. Solemn or solemn? Solemn.
Yeah. It's dark. Dark times.
Yeah. So then, making us all scared, which I'm thinking, was it more for the people who were spoiled?
I think it was just for dramatic effect.
Okay, yeah, right.
Then he blasts, like, all the negative stuff. Tino's indiscretions. And yeah. Eric's text to his ex. Or to his, I think he even said to his girlfriend. Yeah. He said Eric's text to his girlfriend before the show started. And Jesse, stirring the pot. That wasn't even his girlfriend. They were just dating.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm just making it sound crazier.
Yeah.
It is. And then imagine people who, like, didn't know it came out, like the older people watching, they're like, what?
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend?
I know. Yeah. Then he introduces the Bachelor Nation royalty. We got.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin Bristow, Michelle, Becca, and Sean Lowe, which I never saw his season, but. He looked familiar.
Okay, yeah, it looked like it's an old season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like, I guess, the show used to work back then.
Yeah. I guess
before Instagram and stuff.
They're one of the few.
Yeah.
But no, they're still, like, I feel like people are slamming it that couples are breaking up, but there are still, like, a lot of couples that have been together.
Who, Rachel Lindsay?
Rachel Lindsay, Raven, and her guy, I can't think of his name. He was in, they got together at Bachelor Paradise.
Oh, okay. Well, see?
Oh, Adam, Rachel and Adam. Or Raven and Adam.
Okay.
Yeah, technically Ari and Lauren, even though they had a messy breakup. Which I don't think you ever saw, right?
No.
That was when he... Okay, it was very... Well, kind of similar camera style.
Oh, okay.
With the Tino thing, but it was with Becca. And Ari was breaking up with Becca with the cameras. And then I think he tells her that he's getting back with Lauren, who was, like, the runner-up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, but he's with her still. And they have, like, 4 babies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and then that's when they made Becca Bachelorette the next season?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, but still, those names are all old. As maybe it was me when I started watching it. Oh, no, Matt James.
Okay, but yeah, also Mari and Kenny.
Yeah, but Paradise.
Yeah, true. But it's still Bachelor Nation.
Okay.
Yeah. You just got to go through the Bachelor, Bachelorette, and then you can find your boo on Bachelor Paradise.
Yeah.
And then it'll work out, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to take steps. Okay, Rachel and Gabby come out.
I think they were kind of lit, perhaps, because I listened to Happy Hour, and they're interviewing Rachel and Gabby beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then they keep mentioning the champagne. It's, oh, you need more champagne. So they are sipping some champagne backstage before.
Mm. I could see that.
Yeah.
When, well, fast forward to when Zach comes out. Even Jesse says he's going to need another one of these, like, shots.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'm just like, dang, they're just trying to booze him up so they can control him even more.
Oh, for real. I know. He's, they, that's, yeah. We'll get there. We'll get, there's so much.
Yeah, there is.
But yeah, so they come out. They look good.
Yeah, they do.
Good dresses.
I know Rachel's been getting some feedback about that. Like, the hole in her dress. I didn't like that.
Negative feedback?
Yeah.
Like either?
No.
You usually like little cutouts.
I do, but that one was a weird one.
It was awkward.
It looked like it was, yeah.
It's not flattering either. Like,
yeah, any, exactly.
Anytime anyone sits, no matter how thin you are, like.
Yeah.
It's just a blob.
They could have been a better cutout. You see, yeah. Like, Gabby's cutout. That was a cute cutout.
Hers was cute, but then on TV was kind of looking like if it had ripped. It was hard to see it clear.
Mm. I thought it was just a cutout, but someone else posted it, like, mesh in the cutout.
Oh.
It was mesh, and they said, like, that wasn't cute. But it just looked like a cutout to me. Oh, who is it? We got Jackson on deck.
We got Jackson. Oh, and then I did see online people were saying Gabby's dress gave him Laura Croft vibes.
I am.
I could see that.
I saw two of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
yeah. But they chit chat and talking about, and then I didn't write it down.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't really write anything down when they first chat. Jesse just pretty much says we're gonna take you back to like where we left off. Yeah. They're having a live bachelor, a live finale. So we go back to Gabby and Eric drama where we last left off in the last episode. Where Gabby, this was confusing because at first she made it seem like she'd be okay if they didn't get engaged. But now all of a sudden, if they don't get engaged, she's.
Mm-hmm.
So Eric says he'd be destroyed if it didn't work. So he's willing to do whatever. So.
Which is proposed.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, like, so he doesn't have a job. He was pretty upset that he had no opportunities, and that's why he came on The Bachelorette. So if he broke up with Gabby because he didn't propose and his dad's dying, he'd literally, like, have nothing. So he had to go with the proposal.
Yeah, he had to. And that's my thing, like, when they say, yeah, I'm not ready, but I want to be with you forever, just propose if you know that's a thing. I don't know.
Exactly.
But it does make for good drama.
You're not gonna, like, think about this ring that you get for free that you don't have to pay for now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. When's the perfect timing? Later when you have to buy your own?
Yeah, exactly. Just start it now. So, yeah, I don't, yeah, he just says, we'll figure it out. And they leave it at that.
Yeah. She was, like, kind of letting the show get to her. I don't know. She talked about it on Happy Hour 2 and but she was acting like the hate she's getting is that people were like, oh, you just want a ring. Mm. And she was like fighting. No, it's not the actual ring. Like, I don't care. It's just the promise. And I'm like, what? No one. I don't think anyone was just thinking she wants the ring.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Not in the way that Rachel wanted the ring.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's like why they come on the show is to get engaged. So. If you didn't want to do that, then I would be pissed too.
Right.
And that's the whole reason why Jason and Johnny had to go. So if anything, then you're just stringing her along if you're still going to come out on the last minute to say you're not ready.
Yeah, right. But maybe Eric wasn't sure he was ready because he was still thinking about the other girl.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Since he was thinking about her all the time.
Yeah.
Amanda. That's all right.
And then we get So yeah, so then it's like, okay, what's gonna happen with them?
Yeah. Then we go to Tino and Rachel.
So that's just the moment she's kind of telling him, you're the last one here. Well, not yet. She slowly gets to it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it back, I don't know if it's because we know what happens, but he kind of just seems like emotionless about it. Doesn't seem like that excited. He looks more scared.
Yeah, he does when he gets the news.
Yeah.
He really does just, I don't know. I think he just seems emotionless in general. Even during his proposal, it was just so
dry.
Yeah. I feel like he just does seem scared in general.
Yeah, right?
But she asks, are you ready for engagement? He says, absolutely. Which is all she needed to. Oh, I can't believe Avon did her like that.
Oh, I know.
How is Tino absolutely ready and then Avon wasn't?
Yeah, right? I don't know. That's where Avon was kind of saying the same thing that Eric's saying right now.
Yeah.
In a way, I don't know.
Avon should have said, just trust the process.
He should have just kept saying he was ready.
Yeah. But he said he was ready. He just wants the timing to be right.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Bye. Anyway, back to Rachel and Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, not much more on that.
It just leads back to Jesse saying, like, oh, I could tell it hasn't gone, didn't go well by your expression.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know what happened.
Right. You're setting this up, Jesse. What if we couldn't see Rachel's expression? Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the audience is like so excited for Rachel. And then I feel like they can't see her face of being upset.
Oh, maybe, huh? I was thinking especially that.
Especially people that are behind her.
Yeah, they're like, they're clapping.
Yeah.
They get like all cheered when the proposal. Oh, well. Then it goes to their final roses, right?
Goes to Rachel and Gabby talking about checking in with each other because they each think that they have two people left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's when I think Rachel goes first and says that Tino's the only one left. She's excited. He's the perfect guy.
She's so in love with him.
Yeah. So I'm just like, even if she tries to get back with Tino, I just don't see, or not Tino, with Avon. I just feel like so much has been said that it wouldn't make sense.
Okay. I mean, I'm not too sure about the her and Avon thing, like if it was for publicity.
Mm.
Just that part of the show. Because then I was like, okay, let me see if they like took pictures together.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
Mm-hmm. And then she's been following each other on Instagram.
Oh, she also started following someone else.
Yeah. Mr. Greg Grippo.
And Rachel just got an apartment in L.A.
Oh.
Avon lives in San Diego.
Oh. That's not too far.
Mm-mm.
And Greg lives in New York still?
Yeah.
Well.
He's always over here, too, in Chicago.
And he is. I think he's here right now.
I think so, this weekend.
Yeah. Ooh, we gotta go find him. But anyway, oh yeah, so then Gabby lets Rachel know she's down to one guy.
It's the man of her dream.
Because, yeah, I guess they didn't even talk after they got down to two guys then.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And they've been isolated.
Mm-hmm. And then Gabby's.
So then they didn't even talk about fantasy suites.
Oh, yeah, right? No, maybe they did. We didn't see.
Yeah. They're just trying to act like they didn't. But yeah, they're engaged to their dream, guys. It turns out to be their nightmare.
Well, they didn't get engaged yet, but now they're.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say we're going to be engaged to our dream guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, they're men.
Oh, right? They spoke it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the final rose. That part I liked a lot. Just yeah. It's fun. Rachel's dress was in. It was okay. I just really like Gabby's dress.
Yeah.
That was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel looked a little frumpy in hers,
mm-hmm.
which is weird because she has a nice body.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't flattering.
Yeah. It was boxy.
Yeah. Which is a shame, but.
It needed like a high slit or something.
Something. I don't know.
His like critique of the dress online said that it just needed to like be hemmed. It was just like so long.
Okay, yeah, that too. Cause her, yeah, her body is she's short. She's really short.
Petite girl.
Yeah, petite.
Oh yeah, cause then okay, that goes to Rachel's engagement clip first, where she said, "If it's not Tino, there's no one else for me." They're just like.
But yeah, but she's so set on him. She doesn't know yet. But she's only set on him because she thinks he's so set on her.
Mm-hmm. She's false.
Yeah. And because she liked him a little more than she liked Zach. Because Zach loved her.
Yeah.
She just wasn't into him too much.
Mm-mm.
We'll see if anyone is.
Oh, they are. But yeah, another cut to Rachel's face, not really looking too happy.
Oh, I know. So the whole time Tino's proposing, she's looking pissed.
Yeah. I really like how they put the cut out like for the whole episode.
Oh, I know.
The whole engagement.
Some of her family
mm-hmm.
was yeah. And they looked mad. So yeah, obviously everyone knew from her, from everyone's expression, it didn't go well.
Yeah. I didn't feel like her mom looked mad, but just like, she didn't look too happy. Just like, it is exciting because you see your daughter get engaged and you see that thing and see how excited Rachel is. But then you know the guy's a schmuck.
Yeah. I know, see?
Or baby girl.
Rachel kept her composure pretty well. I mean, I'm sure she... Do they let them watch it beforehand?
I wouldn't think so.
Because imagine having to watch that or just enough time has passed, I guess, for her to process it.
Yeah.
Like, watching yourself be that happy.
Well, the cheating incident, I think, only happened a few weeks ago.
She said she found out at... When Mental All was out, she knew.
Yeah, so it's only a few weeks ago, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still processing her whole engagement and future being over. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, like, I would have been crying.
Yeah. She was holding it back.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, yeah, and the support does help a lot. She's got all those ladies behind her.
Yeah.
Which leads me into, okay, let's go.
That's also why she seems so angry, is because that is, like, a form of sadness. So she really is really upset.
Mm-hmm.
Ask it with anger.
Yeah, she's pissed.
Yeah. But. Yeah, and then Jesse asked, like, what's wrong, kind of what happened since then. She said things were really great when things first ended, but then they started to get rocky. They had difficulties.
Yeah, they kept specifying that it was when the filming came out.
Yeah.
And then later, she's like, it's something personal. And now I want to know what it is.
Mm-hmm. I wondered what that was too, but then I don't know if it was because he kept saying, like, the therapy thing. Like, you did everything I asked of you. You went to.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if it was something mental health related. But yeah, that was weird. Do people want to get into that? Like her face. Like, do you?
Yeah, right.
Do you want to get into that?
I could see that, especially because when filming does start, that's when she gets lots of hate. Mm-hmm. And it is hard.
Yeah.
But then it seemed like something on his side, too.
Oh, well, she was saying originally that a lot of things are coming up. Tino was scared that relationships from the past were going to come up and reveal stuff about him.
Mm.
Like, there was even more to that part that they didn't really talk about. Because Rachel just said he cheated on me. She started to lead into that. Like, he kept saying this. I had to keep dragging it out of him. But then he cheated on me.
Yeah.
If I cheated on past people, too, then that part was going to come out.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm thinking as well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good theory. Because then, so yeah, apparently the cheating kind of happened a long time, like kind of when filming first came out or something.
No.
And he kept it from her.
Well, I guess he only kept it from her for 4 days.
That's what she says there, but then on Happy Hour, she was like, no, it was a while. That's why it's weird, mm-hmm. too.
Well, I think because she says a couple times that there was emotional betrayal along with the actual kiss. And I think Tino says it, too. Oh, yeah, Tino says it, too. He said emotional betrayal is something already, but I didn't want to pile it on.
Mm.
So I think maybe she already found out about that and was suspecting something. But then after that, the kiss happened. And I think 4 days after the kiss, then he told her. And I don't know if he thinks like that's like a tiny thing. It wasn't like
right.
emotional betrayal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole time. So.
And then, too, she says that, like, oh, wait. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, she says that there's, like, different stories about the kiss, that at one point the kiss was in the bar, and at another point he told her the kiss was in the Uber on the way to the girl's house because he parked his car there.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's unhappy. Sorry, I keep
that was way happy
hour too much.
That is
weird. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Jesse asks, are you doing okay? She says no. The trust.
Oh, I know. Oh, and then we see the little, okay, we're all over, but whatever.
Yes.
That's why y'all listen.
Yeah.
Okay, then they show the safe house visit with Gabby going in, which is so funny because you see Gabby's ring on her finger. And we don't know Gabby got engaged yet.
The safe house visit?
Yeah. What? And then when Gabby goes to talk to her. Oh, they call it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I keep hearing that on Reddit that's the safe house.
Oh.
Where the house where they.
House. Huh? I thought that was like Rachel's little house.
Oh no, it's just like where they could go be.
Oh, nice.
It's like you could actually get on Airbnb.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's cute.
It was, huh?
Yeah.
But Rachel calls Gabby up to tell her about the cheating, and then right away you see Gabby's hand with the ring on it. So I'm like, oh, okay, she got engaged.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I saw him, and then I was like, wait, did I miss her get proposed yet? And then
of course she would be.
Yeah, right. I was flaunting it. But I was thinking Rachel, she knew if she said something. I still think it was a little performative on her part.
Yes, definitely.
Right. But I think part of it was, okay, she knew if she put this out there, then for sure she'll break up with him. Like, it's easier with all that support there and kind of having her. Well, because you know how throughout the show she's like, oh, it's so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like, she's out.
Yeah.
If it's out in the public.
Yeah, she cares. Then,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that she gets the support that she needs. Because
yeah.
I'm sure, yeah, if they're both already speaking that there's emotional betrayal and just the way he was speaking to her about stuff, I feel like, no matter what, I didn't think he was going to be a great partner, so I'm glad she got out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because then he goes to talk to her, and he's all over the place. First,
yeah.
Yeah, putting blame on her. I was trying to, all the receipts that were like out of context about I'm not wearing the ring.
And like she's clearly wearing the ring. So there she would have taken the ring, given it back to him.
Yeah.
Because that would have happened.
And then he's like, just tell her break up with me. Trying to get out of there. And then like a minute later comes back. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, I am sorry.
Yeah. Then, yeah, he goes out a second time, makes a phone call.
Yeah, that was weird.
He's like smirking at the end. And then
he's shirt off
at him, like, what are you doing? And then he's like looking around and like looking all weird.
He's on something.
Yeah. I just like, yeah. He says he feels like he's going to panic. But.
Yeah, it was just
he should prepare differently. Not with her receipts. He should prepare like what he wanted to say. Like write a letter. You know that you get anxious.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, he wrote a letter after.
Yeah, he should have asked for some advice. Right. They would have said, don't say that. It's the tiniest thing ever.
Yeah, I know. Just for him, that in itself already showed. He just didn't love her as much as he said he did on the show.
He just wanted to win.
But then I was like, what if he's lying even about the cheating, like, and he's just trying to get out?
No.
I want the girl that kissed him to come out or something.
Right. She knew about it too.
Yeah.
Where is he from?
Santa Clarita. That's
where
LA area. I don't know. It was a lot, but then her too. Some of it when she's like, what? That's a lie. Mm-hmm.
But she keeps saying she needs answers. I'm like, what kind of answers do you need? He's literally telling you this. I'm sure he's told you some stuff. Well, maybe not that he hasn't told you some stuff, but.
That was weird, too. I wrote that down. She still wants answers. And then later, once he comes out on after the final rose, then he is trying to give her the why. Because she does say, I want to know why. Then he's like, well, I want to tell you why.
Yeah.
She's like, why is there a why? Like,
yeah, exactly. I was just like, there's nothing he could say that she's not going to have a comeback for. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, she just has pure hatred towards him right now. So there's really nothing he could say.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I feel like there was times where he could have just stopped. And like left it at that, but he kept going. And then they cut to like the bachelorettes in the audience, and then they're doing the same thing where I think it's like even Becca going like Becca and like okay, stop there, stop.
Yeah,
there.
I saw that was funny.
Yeah,
Michelle too. Like
yeah,
yeah, it was all odd. It was a good for us. Good entertainment for us.
Yeah.
Great. That was the first time I've seen them after the engagement, which was cool to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Receipts. Oh, but then, yeah, that's why the receipts parts were true. And then that's why when Rachel's like, you're lying. But then she's like, no, you're out of contact with those. That's why, pardon me, I was like, okay, who knows what Rachel is trying to hide.
Yeah, because then Tina says he wrote these things down in his journal. So it's not like these things are word for word.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, if we went back to dating, then I wouldn't wear my ring. But then she says, what we were going through had nothing to do between us. We never had any relationship problems. I was going through my own things because of being the bachelorette. But then he was just like, if it wasn't about the relationship problems, then why would you say you were going to take your ring off? And so it was about the relationship issues. They were having relationship issues that she was trying
to
say that they weren't.
Yeah. And we miss, then later Rachel tells us they cut some of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so producers, give us the receipts.
I know. What is it? But whatever, they just weren't meant to be after all.
Yeah.
And now I don't know. I feel bad for Rachel, especially because last season it's been like her not having her way.
Yeah. Well, she should have been more patient, I guess.
Maybe her and Clayton could reunite.
That's what I was thinking too, actually. But I don't know. That'd be a long shot. But maybe.
I know. Nah, she wouldn't.
She would.
She would. She wants to.
Yeah. It would just be a momentary blip. I feel like they could get over whatever happened previously and start a new relationship and she'd be happy.
Oh, right.
Like her, Clayton and Susie being together for like less than a year versus Rachel and Clayton being together for like 50 years. It'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
Yeah. We should start a petition.
You just don't want her with Greg.
Maybe.
But she said, oh yeah, there's the whole why. There shouldn't be a why.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jesse was like, you still love Tino?
Yeah.
I have love for him. No.
But no.
Which I don't even get. Love for him just means like you still have care for that human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially since she did find out like only a few weeks ago. You can't just turn all that love off. That you thought this is your person forever.
Yeah, I know.
The way that they were talking about each other, which is, you know, love bombing each other. We're gonna be together forever. Just, yeah, even the way Tina was always speaking about her, like, I always thought it was awkward when he told like Big Tony, like, I'm gonna make your daughter so happy forever.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah, it was too.
Oh, Big Tony, he looked like he wanted to cry or punch someone.
Yeah.
Both.
That's what I was thinking. I had wrote that about Tino when he was giving his speech, that he looked like scared, that he was going to cry, and like that he was laughing, but I guess he was feeling all of that. So.
And then Avon comes and sweeps Rachel off her feet.
Yeah. He does.
We'll see. I think it might have been publicity.
I felt like I was sensing something last week during their time on the couch.
Oh, hopefully.
I feel like she still needs to heal from Tino, so it wouldn't be the right time.
Oh, okay, that's true. But that'd be something.
Yeah.
And then Tino and Jesse were just there. I don't know. That was weird.
I know.
I felt a little bad for Tino there. Like,
he's just like, can I go now?
Yeah. Like, at least Jesse showed up. Like,
yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. It wasn't so bad. He's trying to take accountability.
Yeah. Well, he knew. How else could he go into that?
Yeah. Plus, really, who knows the way Rachel talked to him. We see some blips of her mean side.
Oh, I know. Right? So, and she's admitted, too. I'm not perfect, so.
Yeah.
It just wasn't in the stars for them.
Yeah.
But she seems happy with, like, just being with the Bachelorette people.
Yeah, she does. She's open to the whole Bachelor world.
Yeah.
So she has a very big pool to choose from.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll see. We'll keep following her.
Yeah.
Also, though, I want her to stick with her career. If that's like the main thing she kept talking to her boyfriends about.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Hopefully.
Pilot Pete still flies.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he does.
I mean, I feel like that's just something you wouldn't want to not do. Maybe she
doesn't get
her payment, but she's still going to want to fly everywhere. She'll have her own private jet.
She's
myself. Yeah. Her own little airplane. She probably already has one.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. It's funny when Tina says again about her giving the ring back and she just rolls her eyes because she had said so many times and she's just like, okay, you guys can cut now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good.
Any final thoughts on Rachel?
No, I'm just excited to see what comes for her.
Yeah. This is her season.
The reason that...
Yeah, she totally messed that up.
She messed it up because it was or at first.
Yeah.
Season, or, and then she's like...
Yeah.
She was drunk.
Yeah. She was.
Then she made...
Oh, yeah, this is your season. That was your reason. And the lifetime you got us.
Yeah. I was like, wait, I thought it was one or the other.
He was it was your season 19, bachelor season, but he's gone. The seasons are changing.
Nah, on to Gabby and Eric.
Woo.
Woo woo. So, but yeah, they get engaged. Well, we went over her pretty dress.
Yeah.
He asked for her number.
She said that was adorable. Forever and much longer after that.
Oh, yeah.
That was cute.
It was. We'll see. He's racist. If they didn't discuss the blackface. No, or who knows? He did blackface in high school.
He was trying to be Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he's a fan.
Yeah.
But, okay, it's because Michelle got very upset that they did not cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she left and crying backstage. You saw she posted about it?
No. I'm not a Michelle fan anymore.
Oh, no.
I mean, I never really was, but now I have no reason to be now that her and Nate are not together.
Yeah, she's trying to change Bachelor Nation, and then they even recorded, like, a separate segment on Happy Hour just covering why after the final rose didn't cover blackface.
Yeah. Rick Lindsay, part two.
Yeah, it was. But now Becca's super woke. She's Amy Thomas.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. But they did talk about the Amanda controversy.
Nice.
So that was good. No, I'm talking about after final.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I felt like Eric's, well, I still have some stuff about the engagement.
Oh, what happened there?
It felt like he was just like word vomiting, but he did say that he practiced a bunch of times.
And, oh, yeah, that turned me off.
Yeah, I was just like, you really couldn't tell if he was going to propose or not. Because he was just like, you deserve someone to give you 100%. And I thought he was going to say, I can't be that guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he meant to do that. Because then he said he wrote things down. And then he kept saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
He was nervous, but Gabby's always so, that word?
Well put together.
Yeah. So her proposal was better than his.
Yeah, she's a star.
Which throws, I don't know, worries me. I'll see. We'll see.
Mm. Well, he says he wants to be that support person, so I feel like that's good, because if Gabby is, like, the star that she is, she's going to need that support person.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be, like, a really good balanced match after all. And then I thought it was cute how the birds kept cawing, and then they were doing that too.
Oh, yeah. They're, yeah.
Just there how excited they were.
Yeah, there was a big difference between them after they got engaged compared to Rachel and Tino.
Yeah. Well, they were excited too.
Yeah, they were, but they do just seem so... I guess it's just more because how playful Gabby is.
Yeah.
Just like their playful thing. Mm-hmm. Eric tried on the ring.
Miss Pinky. Yeah, then we cut to Jesse. Not everything has been rosy.
I know, he made it, but rosy, he said specifically between them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he makes it seem like it's way more than it is. Maybe make Rachel not feel too bad.
He's a professional host. He's got
life
that way. you don't want people to turn off the TV.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they're so happy now. You gotta create the drama.
Yeah, he did. Does he come out yet, or Gabby talks about it a little?
No, then they bring Eric out right away.
Eric home.
Yeah.
They make out for way too long.
Yeah, they do. They're like talking while they're making out.
Yeah, she's prepping him again.
Yeah, like, don't be scared.
I watched it a couple times trying to make it out what they were saying. Yeah. Make out what they said during the make out.
But they recap about how they felt about the engagement,
Oh, yeah.
Why Eric was trying to back out at the last minute. But again, he says he just wanted to have a happy ending.
Yeah, and he got it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, then they bring up the... Well, first they ask Grandpa John if he wants to be bachelor. But he says, no, he's too tired. Oh,
yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
Gabby agrees he should not be bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, that could be, like, really disrespectful to the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
In heaven.
Sorry, that's true.
Yeah, then they bring up the text.
Oh, I know. We see a screenshot of it. Yeah. But Gabby already knew. She said she knew before they were leaked.
Yeah, I love that. But I'm like, that would have been
awesome. Did she?
Maybe that's their story. I don't think
I love Gabby. You know I do.
Yeah.
But part of me, especially because now she's in Dancing with the Stars, she's going to make it work no matter what. I don't know. Because it is weird she stuck with him. I guess through the girlfriend stuff, yeah, that's one thing. Then the blackface is another, which they don't bring up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess I'm not surprised she stuck with him. I don't know. I'm just like, maybe she knows... if they were to break up, they won't have the big, like, following.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be the picture perfect couple the show wants and what people want.
I don't think those two incidents would be enough to break up, but it would just be things, like she said, that it's difficult conversations.
Yeah.
You see how she hit him a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
See, those hits were harder at home.
That's true.
Yeah.
Painful conversations.
Yeah. How could you?
Yeah, so we'll see.
About the ex text. I feel like guys are dumb. Maybe he didn't realize the implication of saying you're thinking about her all the time.
But they didn't even show all that part.
I know, but we know. Everyone in the audience knows. Everyone.
Yeah.
Knows. If you don't know, if you're listening to this podcast, you know.
Yeah. But that's where I'm like, I wonder if Gabby knew they were going to brush that part off or if they did it to help them out.
I didn't think that they knew that they were going to brush that part off because Eric seemed pretty anxious. So I probably thought they were going to address both conversations.
Oh, probably.
But maybe Rachel took too much time.
Yeah. I know. Rachel and Tino's was the majority of it.
Yeah. I felt like their conversation when she said they were going in circles, like, really was going in circles.
And mm-hmm.
That, like, so much quicker.
Yeah. And then we needed time for The Bachelor.
Yeah. Did we?
I know, Ari.
They could have addressed the blackface because they know that was like a controversial thing. You already fired Chris Harrison because of racist stuff, so you should keep up with trying to protect your image, the Bachelor Nation. And then they could have did the follow us on ABC to find out who won.
Oh, yeah.
Rose, because I would have checked.
All right. But I think just the people they're serving, or the majority of their fans, they know, don't care about the blackface.
Yeah.
Like the older ladies. Antonati's internet. No.
I mean, but they even said for the blackface that the whole school didn't realize it was an issue. That the teachers have to approve the yearbook being submitted.
Oh, yeah.
So I just feel like people probably just really don't know that it's like a big issue. Because even blackface, I think of blackface like where they said like they would like make fun of black people.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when it's like a costume, I didn't realize.
Oh, I see.
Go in trouble too. So even that 10 years ago, I'm sure he didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but something just came out about one of Zach's contestants. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, that she, like, supports someone that was accused of rape?
Yeah, she was, like, sexually assaulted and wrote, like, that she was three times the alcohol limit and that much if you want to stay safe.
So this, I know that's interesting. So we'll see.
She might get axed.
Oh yeah, if the hate continues.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
About, because I have the blackface thing. I don't know if they're just hoping, okay, I'll brush over.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just because Michelle's really pushing to make a change, which I get though, because she says,
yeah.
"Oh, was I just picked as a lead? Was Matt James just picked that as a lead?" Like, kind of saying, "Oh, it's all just so you could kind of show, have something to show for, but not really do anything."
Mm.
But then, yeah. But Gabby,
I mean, I guess they're trying to make it more equal by being more diverse. I wouldn't say like that they need to necessarily explain certain things about racism because it's not like the type of show that they are.
Right.
But having the platform, they could, which I feel like is good that they have even like the happy hour thing anyway, or they have these podcasts from can't talk about that. So I feel like instead of being like upset about it, they can just keep using their platform to address it.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. She's just mad about Nate, but it's okay.
But for Matt James, they did go all out. God, Emmanuel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That was all.
That's why.
That was all out. It went all out. They got this black guy, too.
Well, more than not talking about it at all.
Well, I think they had to do that because they fired Chris Harrison over it.
Oh yeah, because that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then here, they're just trying to keep it on the down low.
Yeah. But if like half of America is so ignorant on these issues, I feel like it is best just to like keep educating
mm-hmm. in
a positive way. Instead of being like, how could you?
Oh, right.
Like, you should break up because of that. Like, no.
Oh, right, no. But that's it, exactly the educating.
Yeah.
That could have been put out there.
Yeah. Right?
Because then when Becca talked to her, which was weird because Becca said the same thing to her on the podcast they did before, after Final Rose, like, it did sound like she was trying to be, like, mightier than thou, like, oh, make sure your values align.
I know, I wrote that down. Becca's dumb advice, make sure your morals and values are there. I'm like, okay, Hayden number two.
Oh yeah, seriously.
Like, so what if your values and morals don't align? You can have different morals and values and still be together.
Yeah. And then Gabby wasn't really having it. She's like, okay, yeah
bitch, yeah.
And then especially because I've been hearing that Becca had something similar with the guy she was engaged with, Garrett. I'm just assuming he did something racist.
He did.
Oh, okay.
He was, like, just highly conservative and I think had some, racist.
Oh.
Confederacy, I think.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, that would be Becca's dude.
So, right?
But I guess she would give advice, blah, 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 but no. We should have just brought Thomas out. Where's Thomas?
I know, where's Thomas?
Yeah, and then Michelle, too. I feel like she just has bitterness in her voice. But she calls herself an old and washed up. And, like, if that's the way you see yourself, like, need more, like, confidence building, self-esteem building.
No, I saw it as her way, like, oh, we're like the old bachelorettes. But I'm like, girl,
you were just barely,
and you're younger than Gabby. Like, what the? I just, like, yeah, okay, for that part, Michelle's acting like she's been in this franchise for so long. But she's counting herself in Matt James season, which she showed up late.
Yeah, you're barely there.
Yeah. So that was funny. I don't know. But yeah, for her to say that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they did have, like, a really short segment then, because that's all they did.
Yeah. And then we talk about her being on Dancing with the Stars, or no?
Maybe. I just Zach. Yeah, I think they might have mentioned it.
Maybe they mentioned it. Yeah, Eric's was short. They're just learning about each other. Were they
continuing to build?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Oh yes, then the Bachelor comes out. I do like that his name worked for that sign, Zach for Bash.
Oh, and Zachler.
Oh, that part's fun. I love a good pun.
Yeah, Zachler.
But I don't know. I'm not a fan of Zach, but I guess that's the best choice.
I'm sure he'll grow on you.
I don't know.
That he, you know, needed to heal in this time. I went to the gym a lot.
Oh, yeah. Just as one does.
Yeah. And Justin is finally going to have a bachelor that doesn't look like him. Or like, bro, he looks
better. Yeah.
Maybe then Clayton does.
Right? And I was like, what? And then I saw a meme about that, too. Like, everyone's face when he says that, and it's like, they're confused. What?
But we get America. Oh, no. Okay. Then they have Sean Lowe talk to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Some advice.
His wife gives some advice, too.
Yeah. Just see them happy.
Mm-hmm.
See that it works. Yeah, but then I feel like Jesse was trying to push too hard for them to be friends.
Oh, and he's like, oh, would you take some advice from him?
Yeah. Or you're just like, can Zach reach out to you?
I know. I thought it was weird. But then I was like, maybe they're alluding to, like, he's going to be a guest in one of the dates, maybe.
Mm.
But yeah, that was funny.
It's like, Jesse, that's your job.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to give his job away.
He's tired.
The wife mentioned to keep your shirt off as much as you can.
Great advice.
Perfect. but yeah, Zach's ready, I guess. We'll see if he grows on me.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then what lady?
Well, did you like Clayton?
He grew on me, yeah.
Yeah, see.
But Clayton seems more fun than Zach.
Zach? He was doing shots.
And tequila?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a famous uncle who's a comedian. So
oh, yeah. He better come on.
Yeah.
We'll see. I wonder what kind of ladies they got for him, too.
Well, we have a little taste preview.
Oh, yes.
So we got America deciding on the first impression rose.
Oh, yeah.
A limo setup.
Did you vote?
I did. At first, I wanted to retract my vote, but then it said you could do 10 votes.
Oh, nice.
So I did two. Well, the women that come out, we got Brooklyn coming up first. Her sound got cut off, so then I was like, uh-oh, she's not going to win. I was like, that's bogus. I thought
she said something she wasn't supposed to or something. Well, maybe you're right, because they did do, like, a quick little setup.
Yeah, I thought maybe, yeah, something happened with her mic. And then even rewatching it, the sound was still cut off, so they clearly missed it. But yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what she could have said that they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brooklyn, then we got Brianna.
Oh, yeah.
With the cute Polaroid.
Throwback to Zach's date with Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Give him some little PTSD.
Oh, yeah. He was already in shock during this.
Oh, I know. Poor Zach.
Yeah.
Threw him into all that.
Yeah. Then we got Bailey, who you think about on the daily. Bailey. A.K.A. Balin.
Oh, I know. He tried.
It was funny. It's like when he first, like, escorts Bailey off the stage, he says Balin.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so he thought it was Balin. I'm like, what?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so what, he didn't even listen to her part? Yeah.
And then we got Kat. And then we got Christina.
Oh, so no wonder he was so sure it was Balin.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ken and Christina have drama already.
Uh-oh.
Because they were both, like, competing to be Miss North Carolina. One of them won. Christina won, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, they have drama between each other, or drama because they're trying to be pageant girls?
Between each other, because they were both
competing. Oh, dang.
As pageant girls, do.
Hmm. So I was gonna say, I don't think that's a big deal because people have done that in the past, like Mari.
Oh, yeah.
Body. But yeah, I did 2 votes for Brianna and 1 vote for Christina.
Oh, nice. Brianna won.
Yeah, she did.
Your vote count.
It did. My votes.
Oh, your vote.
But yeah, Jesse reminds him that he has 0 control and America is running you.
Oh, I know.
Man.
And then, yeah, he'll get to filming.
Very exciting. Yeah, they released all the girls.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
You know, just like the day, that's happening quick already. But, oh, yeah, and I forgot when they did this, but, oh, no, I think it happened
at the end.
Yeah, they do the in Paradise.
Yeah, a more in one, a more in-depth one.
Yeah.
You see Logan calling the one girl like a different name.
Oh, Lace.
Yeah.
They're loose.
Oh, yeah. She's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm excited for Paradise.
Yeah, I did see that if you guys are a fan of Love Island, that they do a Casa Amor style switch up where they bring in 5 new girls. Because they do show that.
Oh, okay.
But I had already read that little tidbit about this.
That's why they're like, fuck you, Jesse.
Yeah. Which that's gonna be fun. Yeah, poor Jill.
Jill, your cats.
Yeah, but, oh my god, starts Tuesday, yay.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah.
See our boy Andrew.
Yes. And Teddy.
Uh-oh.
But I guess I'm gonna listen to spoilers.
For Paradise?
For Paradise.
I want to for Zach's season, too. Maybe I'll do Paradise, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets spoiled.
Yeah, I was unspoiled this whole Bachelorette season, and it was nail-biter.
I know. Well, I usually stay. I just knew, yeah, I'm already a little spoiled for Paradise. Might as well keep going.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for trivia.
Woo!
Bachelor trivia, trivia, bachelor trivia, trivia.
Get that rogue.
Yes, welcome back. Thanks for
I was gonna say thanks for sticking around to listen to me lose.
Yes. It's okay. You put up a good fight.
Yeah, and I'm still gonna try to make my score a little closer to yours.
Yeah. The score stands at Jelly 2, Amanda 5.
Nice job.
Okay. Jelly with the first question.
Okay, so what is one of the adjectives Rachel uses to describe Tino when she's talking to him at their rose ceremony? She says, it's 3 words.
Okay. Let me think.
You can think of one. One guess.
Inconsiderate?
No, at the rose ceremony.
Oh, rose ceremony.
She's happy still. I'll give you another guess because I need to put you there.
Okay. The rose. That's why I was just like, what rose ceremony? You mean the final rose?
Yeah, fine. I don't know what they're from.
Perfect?
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She says she's never met someone so selfless, gentle, and supportive.
Those are all false.
That's why you went inconsiderate right away.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Gotcha. Starting strong. Okay. Which former bachelorette gives Rachel advice?
Caitlin Bristol.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay. Okay. Let's see. I think you got this one. What is Eric's last question to Gabby after he proposes?
That was my next question. Can I have your number?
Yeah.
Dang, I actually don't have backup questions, so we'll see. Which new girl brings the shots?
The shots was Carolyn.
Eh.
Christina.
Yes, Christina.
Ah, but I got it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Carolyn, I think I got because they're all from North Carolina. I don't think any of them are named Carolyn.
No. Maybe you're thinking of Joe Milliner.
Yes, that's why. Ah.
You're close. If you could just waited a second.
I know. I just impulsively answered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Speaking of the new girls, who's the first one out of the limo?
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I was going to ask you to name all five as the question, but figured that would be a good question. But I could name all of them.
Yeah, me too now. Oh, wait. I'm missing one. Oh, no, I got them.
Yeah.
Hit me.
Okay. Name all five new girls.
Brooklyn, Brianna, Christina, Bailey. That last one, C? Her name's a C?
I will give you a hint, and yes, her name starts with a C.
You even texted me about her. I thought her name was C.
Oh, no. You're close. You're almost there. She was giving a hint also to Zach.
What is it?
She's from New York. She's a professional dancer. Okay, you got it wrong.
Yeah.
Cat! Come on, girl.
I know.
Well, okay, you won again.
I know.
You said you had him.
I thought her name was C. I just remember seeing the big C.
Oh.
I forgot about the A and T.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I rounded it up 6-2.
Nice.
Means you owe me 6 tacos, not by
you. Yeah. What did we made? We have the prize somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was tacos.
Again? I thought we changed it up.
Oh, did we?
Mm-hmm. Right, we'll have to listen again.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. All right.
I mean, it could be anything now.
Yeah.
It's a YSL purse.
YSL purse. Mm-hmm. Once we get big.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys all for listening. It was a really fun season.
Yes, thank you for being a loyal listener.
Yes. We'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.